This program was produced and first aired on Access Manawatu with support from New Zealand On Air.
Community Access Radio. Access Manawatu.
Welcome to Manawatu Conversations. Recollections of the past and sometimes opinions about the future. Today we have with us
Elaine Morse, Babe Marsh,
Beryl Ludlam,
Shelley Bartlett,
Ben Brown,
Peggy Peterson,
Katrina Emery,
and I am Stuart Burks. Now, we're in a place called Abbey Field. Now, is that a retirement village, an old people's home, or...
No. It's not a retirement place. It's a senior flatting from people 55 and upwards.
Probably 65.
Oh, 65.
Okay, senior flatting.
Yes, senior.
Which means what?
Well, we have our own rooms with an ensuite, and we've got the great big dining room where a cook comes in at 9:30 in the morning and prepares our lunch. We get our own breakfast with food that's here, and then the cook prepares lunch and gets all that. And then she cleans up afterwards, and it's gone by 1:30. And then she comes back and gets us something for tea.
Okay, so you have basically your own small place.
Yes.
And then there's a large communal area, and you get the meals provided. Yes. What if you want to cook your own meals?
We can cook in the kitchen when the cook's not here.
Okay. Yes. And what about friends and visitors then?
Oh, yes, they encourage our relations and visitors and friends to come up. And at a price, they can stay for a meal.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So how many people actually stay here then?
All together, 11 now that the flat's...
12 now,
yeah.
We're full.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got sort of 12 units all in the same building.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
It's very nice. I found out about Abbey Field through an English magazine called This England. And I learned about what it has to offer. I came and had a look.
Found it in an English magazine?
Yes. Yes.
So it's not just here in Palmerston North?
No, that's where it began, in Abbey Field in England.
Oh, okay. Mm.
There's actually 13 in New Zealand.
Okay.
13 Abbey Fields.
Is it worldwide then? Or
yes.
Just...
It started
in England, where the gentleman, his wife died, and he had a large house, and he opened it up for people, and it now has gone worldwide.
Okay.
So the same system of renting... and having everything done as has been explained.
Okay.
It still continues, and we're very satisfied.
Good. So it's sort of semi-independent living.
Yes.
You have. So how does that compare to a retirement village or a rest home? What's the difference?
Well, a retirement village, you pay a lot of money to go in and buy a house. Here they rent.
Okay. So you...
There's not a big outlay.
Not a big outlay.
$250,000 to buy a place. And also, one of you want to talk about the security and things?
I'll talk about the caring.
Yeah.
No, nobody here cares for us. We can have people come in and care for us, like shower and things like that. Mm. That's about it.
Yeah.
And what did you want?
Well, there's more freedom here. You have complete freedom to do your own thing, to go out to keep fit classes or... for instance, I have had a small experience with rest home and found it very restrictive. You just didn't have the freedom here. For instance, if you had any medication in a rest home, even just eye drops, you weren't allowed to put them in yourself. Things were controlled. They had certain rules and regulations to keep their license to practice, and they, I feel, impinged on the freedom of the resident of it. Whereas here, you have complete freedom. Okay. And so, I could recommend it.
It's independent living here. Yeah. They're all independent.
Okay. So they're all capable of
doing if they need any, some of them will have someone in who does their cleaning. It's just like if they're in their own home. And you need a bit of help, you get them in. They get them in each.
Okay. Now, I see you've got a lot of gardens. And
yes, Katrine's done all that for us. She's done that in the last 18 months, would you say? Yes. Yes. It was all just fair, nothing out there to look at our back doors at.
But she's planted a lot.
Oh, has she ever? Yeah. Okay. Oh, we were allowed to buy plants and trees.
Yes.
Okay. They bought what they wanted. And there's a few like Shirley here. She looks after the daisies. They tend to look after some of them what's outside their door.
Yeah.
Like your granddaughter does a lot of yours, doesn't she, outside your door? So they all have their own little
patio.
So some others want to talk about why you came here. Why'd you come here, Shirley?
Why'd you come here? Because I was living in my daughter's home and I wanted to sell my big one. So I didn't know anything about this, but there was a nurse that used to live just down a little way from my place. And I said, I'm not going in there because I don't like her. Because all I could see when she brought me down the car was the car shed, you know. So she said, no. And so she stopped the car and brought me round. And walked round and I peeked in the windows. And I thought, well, this is pretty good. I quite like it in here. So I said, yes. So I rang my daughter that night. And, so she made an appointment with Pippa, that's one of the ladies here, and she was marvellous to me. She came up and she brought me down, and I was very happy with the room that they showed that was empty at the present time, took me down the garden. I felt right at home straight away. I had one or two little nightmares here, but coming from where I lived, you know, a bit unsettled, but after a while, they were so kind and so good, so patient. I'll be here until I die, so yeah. I'm very happy about it. Everybody helps each other.
Yes.
Nobody's better than anybody else. We're just a bunch of old ladies here, getting on with our lives, doing what we want to do, having a laugh.
You've got a couple of blokes you order
around. Yeah, I was going to mention that.
Forget about it.
There's a couple of men here that you
Dave
two order around.
Dave, Mark.
Everyone orders around. All you ladies order them around.
Oh, bless your good heart. I don't order my little men around. Please, and do this, please. Because that's all there.
No.
That's all right. They're good. Well, do you ask them, but very nicely, kindly, they do it.
Yeah.
But they are, on the whole, they're the whole lot. We don't fight. Well, of course, all women together, you know, you do have a little bit of bitches now and then, be honest, so we do. But it doesn't develop into anything, you know.
Do you have someone to arbitrate if you get arguments? Do you get factions?
Yeah, I arbitrate.
No.
I'm the arbitrator.
Yeah, I tell her all my woes and all the ideas.
Yeah. You got a boxing ring. You've got a boxing ring out there. Have you? If you have any argument, put the gloves on.
Yeah. No, I've got lots of ideas. So, I think she's getting quite good used to me now.
You're getting her trained now.
She'll see a little dust in there and there and mention, oh God, who's going around here? And I'll be after her with my new idea. But now it's good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm 90, Auntie, so why can't I come and have a bit of fun?
Enjoy yourself,
You know.
Do you get out much? Or
is
there much social contact here?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Yes, we'll get out. Go to the pictures and do all sorts of different things. And families come and take us out. Oh, yes, you could do what you like.
Yeah.
It's just a little home being put in a big place, big room, where you're looked after and cared for, and with other people, you don't get lonely.
Yeah, I see you got a great big bookcase there with lots of books and things in there.
There you are. I'm not so different.
And all the flowers around, Gwen does all the flowers.
And she changes them from time to time. Yeah. Always look nice.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Good
day.
There's a spare chair.
And I'd like to say a word in defence, or a defence, not defence, in praise of our committee, because you don't get that in a rest home. You would only get that in a situation where so many volunteers are involved here.
So you don't get what in a rest home?
Well, you don't get the personal attention,
the
personal interest.
Yes.
The ideals of the Abbey Field are so different from rest homes. And we have a small committee who, I am positive, work in the very best interest of the residents.
Hmm.
And
is that mainly residents on the committee, or other people?
As far as I know,
the likes of Katrine.
It's volunteers. It's about five of us.
Yeah. Hmm.
And it's run like a trust meeting.
Yeah.
We have a chairman, secretary, etc., etc. But all volunteers. Okay. And by us being volunteers, keeps the rents reasonable.
But you said this is part of an international organisation.
Yeah.
So how does that work? You have something, are you semi-autonomous or?
No, every country has a main, like Abbey Field New Zealand, which is in Nelson. So we're under their umbrella.
Mm.
And you're always told what to do. And there's all the, just like anything, policies, etc.
So how would a new Abbey Field be set up if somewhere else, say Hamilton, they said we want one, then maybe they do have, I don't know.
At the moment, there's a third one being built in Christchurch. And the biggest problem with Abbey Fields is because the way they run is the money that comes off the people. So when you haven't got any people in it, which you haven't when you've got a bare section, it costs roughly $1 million is what you've got to raise.
Mm.
And that's raised. And once that's raised, they then can build the Abbey Field, and then you get the people in.
So is that the Abbey Field organisation nationally builds up the money to start a new one, or
no,
does a local
it's
area
the local
say we
area.
Want
If you want one, you have to try to get the money.
Okay.
Christchurch was very lucky. Somebody down there had a bequest for something to help the elderly. So that one came in and set it up, and their idea is they'll set that one up, the Abbey Field comes in, and then they start paying it off as a mortgage, so then that money can be used again.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been trying with government to get.
So is it a growing thing? Is it quite common, this type of living, as an alternative to other structures for old people?
There's 800 throughout the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the council have been through here, and they want to do something similar instead of all the council flats.
Okay.
Do something similar to this.
That's a good idea.
I reckon
because you obviously keep an eye on each other far better. You know, if you haven't seen someone for 2 or 3 days, and
two or three hours type of thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's. Do you want one of you want to talk about like the security and safety and all that? Who wants to talk about that? Shirley, do you feel safe living here?
Oh, yes. I've never worried about anybody breaking in, you know, or anything like that, or anything nasty happening. No.
I think you people are more worried about someone getting locked out, aren't you, if they go out and the door
closed. We've got two here who do security, Peggy and Elaine.
And Beryl.
They make sure we're locked in and secure at night.
It's all right. I mean, stay there.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
This is March,
children. Okay. Afternoon. So how did all of you find out about Abbey Field? We've heard one of you say the story.
My daughter brought me here. I had been to several different homes to see what was available.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't particularly impressed. Mm. She brought me here and I said, well, what's this place? She said, it's Abbey Field. I said, what's that? She said, it's a rest home.
Ooh.
So Barry, the secretary, and the boss joker, whatever his name was, they were here that day. They showed me number one room and I came in
the
following week.
Yeah. She found out it wasn't a rest home.
So is it mainly from some word of mouth?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I had to leave my home in a hurry, and my daughter-in-law tried to get me here, there and everywhere. And one of the rest homes she rang said, try Abbeyfield. Very first we'd heard about it.
Okay.
So we came and had the interview, and I was in here within a fortnight.
Okay. How long has Abbeyfield been here in Palmerston?
We're having our 10th anniversary on June the 14th.
Okay.
And prior to that, it was 10 years getting the money saved. It usually takes you about 10 years once you decide you want to do it, 10 years to start raising the money.
So who raised it? What was the...
There was a committee set up.
By whom? Where did it come from?
Well, if somebody wants one, they then set up a committee.
Okay.
And then they set about...
So who was the person driving this in the first place?
I'm not sure who the person was. Does anyone know who the person that really drove it? No. Cliff probably had something to do with
it. He'd have a lot to do.
But there was a group of people got together. Like, for instance, there was this one in Greymouth, and there's one at the moment in Blenheim.
Yeah.
And they want one. So they just rally around, get a whole group of people interested, and then they set up a committee, and then they're helped by Abbeyfield New Zealand saying how to go about it.
Okay.
And one of them, Leeston in Christchurch, has just opened. And how they got theirs was they set up a second-hand shop, which is still running. And you get a certain amount of money. Once you can get a certain amount of money, then you can get a loan from the bank. But and that, it's usually about 10 years of saving and getting money. And they did here, I know they did fashion shows and all sorts to get it going.
Okay, yeah.
And I can remember years ago when I worked at the council, it was mooted then to have an Abbeyfield, because I didn't know what Abbeyfield was about. And the council was going to contribute to it. I believe they did.
The council contributed the land. This was council land.
Okay.
And the army built it as a exercise. They built it. Yeah. And then you'll see all around there's little bits like little plaques of different clubs, like the Lions Club furnished the guest room and all
sorts
of
machine gun openings in the wall.
Yeah.
Okay. And how did some of the rest, how did you get
here? Well, I had to have hip surgeries.
Yes.
And then after I got over that, seemingly everything was going good, then my knees cracked up. And so I had to have knee surgery. So I've had both those knees and hips done. So I was in missionary work overseas for some time, but I just felt I couldn't continue because of these things that I needed to have. So I found this Abbeyfield advert in this book, this English magazine, where it began.
Okay.
And so we came and had a look, and so I booked it.
Oh, you mean that this one was advertised in the English magazine, or you just saw Abbeyfield advertised?
Abbeyfield, and then you heard those ones. But I said there were places in every country. So my friend, she looked up on the internet. Of course, she said there's one here, right here in Palmerston North. Let's go and have a look. So.
Okay.
So yeah, at that time there were 4 rooms empty.
Yeah.
So I had a choice of 1 and 4. So I'm in the room I chose now.
Yeah.
I've been here nearly 6 years.
Okay.
Elaine, how did you hear about it?
My daughter heard about it, and I was needing to come closer to where my daughters lived, and I had a house in a small town, and it got rather too much for me with the gardening and, you know, everything. So my daughter inquired around for different, and I was too fit to actually go into a rest home. So she heard about it, and I was in hospital at that time, just briefly, and I decided, I came round and I looked at it and saw all the happy-looking people. And I thought, well, I'll think about it, which I did, and decided after a short while that I would give it a go. And I was told by one of the head nurses at the hospital, if you go, don't be nervous, it will feel like you're going to a boarding school and you're the new girl. But no, it really was.
I was going to say, in some ways, it's a bit like university student accommodation. Yes, so yes. You've gone from living either on your own or just with family, yes, where it's your home, and suddenly you're thrust with all these other people,
yes,
and wild parties, and kept up all night with the loud noises and everything.
And none of us here went flapping as youngsters. None
okay.
of them.
Yes, so was it a big adjustment?
No, not for me. No, fitted in, yeah, perfect.
Being a cook.
What?
Not being a cook.
Not being a cook.
Oh, yes.
Was that good or bad? You mean
good.
You're relieved.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's better than home. And I never got two meals cooked for me at home. I had to do it.
Yes.
But you could choose what you ate if you were doing it.
Oh, yes. But they ask us what we like and what have you.
But you all have to agree, do you? What if someone likes really hot curries?
Well, we don't get hot curry, so we don't know.
I think you can make it fit yourself within reason. I like to certainly keep within the rules, but I think you can bend things a little here and there and make it work for yourself. Mm. I think
so. What rules
would agree with it?
The emphasis is that it's their home, and but then. There has to be give and take on everything. So, and the thing is, if there's a hassle, they come to me. I deal with the hassles.
Yeah.
So they're not.
Oh well, they be resolved very quickly.
Did you get upset about anything? Well, go to Teresa. You know what? I do. You know, and that's what I do. So I know that if anything goes wrong, well.
Katrina will
and she it. Will sit and talk to you and try and help you with it. It's no just I'll do this, but she, you know, she cares for each and every one of us, and you're not frightened to go to her to ask for help or something's bothering her, and she'll sort it out for you. And that's good, because you know sometimes you get on each other's do. Well, it's my fault really, because you know I do not like to have a chatter. Yes, I do. But, you know, you've got to keep each and every one alive. And I don't know if I might be up a little daisy or a little fairy sometime next year. So I do everything I can.
Make the most of it.
Yeah,
absolutely. So do you...
Katrina's a very good arbitrator, and she doesn't take any nonsense. So you know where you stand.
So watch out.
That's good. Sounds quite strict to me.
Joyce's been here the longest.
Yes,
yeah. Joyce. Were you here from the beginning?
No, not quite. I'm 6.5 years. Beryl and I have been here.
Okay.
And that wasn't the beginning, but it seems a long time ago now.
Mm.
But I've loved it. I really have. And. Mm. But my name's not there. I should be talking.
Yes,
of course you should talk.
Of course you are.
But you're happy to participate?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't mind, but it was just I couldn't hear, but I've turned my hearing aids up and I can't hear.
Well, that's a good way not to have any arguments, isn't it? Yeah. Just, everybody turn your hearing aids down.
Take them out.
And now say whatever you want to say and turn them up again. So do you tend to watch much television or do crosswords together?
No, not yet.
A lot of them have got TVs in their room.
We've got our own TVs.
But there will be times when...
this one's
like, they'll all watch the Royal Wedding, I'd say.
Oh, yes. We'll watch it together, I should think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
trouble is we've only got two men here at the moment. We need some more men.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
In the right age.
Why is that?
Oh, so they can
I think
it'll
get a bit
scared
when they get through here and see the crikey ain't going to there.
Now I did hear that the male residents get very well cared for here. Is that true?
Oh, yes.
He's a good boy. He's not my son.
Oh, we got someone being non-committal here.
No, he does help.
Mark is a very valuable resident. He does a lot of odd jobs.
Mark here does the lawns and helps me with the gardens.
Okay. So you've got, what, about 10 women and 2 men, is it?
At the moment we've got 8 women and 2 men, and we've got another lady probably coming in this week, and then we've still got one spare, and we've got a couple of people thinking about it.
Okay. But it's really, if you're thinking, now one big issue with a lot of people when they leave their own homes, that whole issue of downsizing.
Oh, that's hard, very hard. Yeah. Yes.
So you throw a lot of things out. Have you got much room for things here for your own things? Or you can,
Well, all you need is your bed and bits and pieces round. I didn't find it very hard because I came and I saw the room and I sort of had in mind what I had to, you know.
Yeah.
To let go, you know. They're only objects, good Lord, you know. So.
So it's just another stage of your life that you have a good time.
Yeah,
I didn't
worry.
Yeah.
Okay.
It
was good.
Thank you for listening to Manawatu Conversations. This and other recent programs can be found on the Access Manawatu website. A range of programs is also available on the Manawatu Heritage website of the Palmerston North City Archive, and the address for that is manawatuheritage.pncc.govt.nz.
Access Manawatu is a non-profit radio station.
We exist to help people from Manawatu make programs just like this one.
All of our shows are free to listen to and free to make.
If you like what you hear and you'd like to help us make more,
you can donate through our website.
Go to www.accessmanawatu.co.nz and click on the donate link on the front page to help us keep on giving people their fair share of the air.